In this video, we'll learn about a new game coming to Xbox One. Hey, so we're here with Jay from Drop Dead Interactive. We're going to talk about Gear Gauntlet on Xbox One. Hey, Jay, how are you doing?
I'm doing fine, thanks, Shahid.
Why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself?
Well, I'm Jay, also known as Bites of Chicken on the social media. I'm the CEO of Drop Dead Interactive, which I started a few years back. I'm also the lead developer. I guess I give myself these titles because I can, and there's no one else to do them, so that's always good.
All right. So is that Bites of Chicken with the Y there?
That is correct.
All right. Cool. Cool. When did you start game development? Tell us a little bit about that.
I would say I started game development when I was at university, like properly. During my first year, I felt that I sort of had learned the tools necessary to be able to make a game. So instead of just sort of going home for the holidays, I set about to making my first game, which was a zombie game. And I don't want to go into too much detail about it, just because I may actually resurrect it and, you know, bring it to Xbox One gamers.
All right. One day. That sounds good, man. And how many people were on your team to make Gear Gauntlet? Was it all just you, or you have some friends joining in?
No, so basically, it originally started with me. Gear Gauntlet originally was sort of concepted about 5 years ago. It's been sort of like start and stop. So I have worked with various different people, like outsourcing artwork and stuff like that. But on this particular version of it, it was myself and Stephen Smith. Stephen Smith worked on the most of the levels because I, you know, wanted to focus on making sure that the game ran smoothly and stuff like that. So he just sort of took that role on from me. I also have worked with Charles Humphreys. He helped do things like, you know, add special effects with shaders and worked a bit on some of the menu stuff as well.
Sounds good. Yeah, and I've seen both Charles and Stephen pretty active in the Xbox and Unity groups online too.
Yeah, that's correct.
All right, so we have a couple of things here. First, on my left tab, I have your post back in March where you talked about your new game, Gear Gauntlet, coming to ID at Xbox. I see you're really happy there with your Xbox One controller. And you have the splash screen for the game in the back. So when's this release date for your game?
Gear Gauntlet actually releases in 2 days, April 15th.
All right, cool. Yeah, so today's April 13, 2016. So whoever watching the video at a later date should be already available. Definitely download the game and check it out. And next tab here, we have Drop Dead Int, which I initially had up. So that is your Twitter handle. And on the left here, I'll focus in on your website, which is dropdeadinteractive.com. And I believe you'll be updating it with some brand new information about your current project.
Yeah, I mean, as I say, you know, it's hard when you're trying to do a lot by yourself, but I definitely will be putting, you know, new screenshots and stuff like that, updating the information, and, you know, so it's a central point for everyone to get the information and any inquiries.
All right, looking forward to it. All right, so what better way to promote your game than to have others do it for you? So here on YouTube, you see the official Xbox channel, Gear Gauntlet, coming soon to Xbox One. And there's also some testimonials from different media outlets, including from IGN. It says, Gear Gauntlet is demanding, addictive, fun. So I'm going to try and play this video here. It may not come up that clearly than the recording itself. So I highly recommend that everyone who's watching this video go to YouTube and search for Gear Gauntlet Xbox One to watch the video yourself. So let's go ahead and play this. All right, so while the game's running in the background, you want to tell us a little bit about what you're seeing back here?
So, yeah, Gear Gauntlet is, you know, 2D side-scroller, very frantic, very twitch-based. You have to have quick reactions for it. It's one of those type of games that you will die a lot. You will get to a point where you may even want to throw your controller. But it's just so addictive, and it's just fun. It's quick. You know, you can just, it's one of those ones you can just pick up, play, and then put it down after about 30 minutes, come back again, So there's no storyline. It's just all about getting the best scores, getting the best times, and competing with your friends. So definitely very addictive.
All right, so let me hit cancel over there, and I want to leave it back on that initial screen where it says, or the final screen rather, where it says coming soon. So with that, let me ask you a couple more questions. I mean, it's coming to Xbox One, we know that. Will it be coming to Windows 10 as well?
It will be coming to Windows 10. Definitely a big supporter of the Windows 10 and, you know, what Microsoft's doing with the Xbox One and the Windows 10. So I definitely will be bringing my game to support that. Just need to get through the launch for the Xbox One first, and then I'll be straight on to that.
All right. And before we wrap up, do you have any advice for other indie developers who are looking at ID at Xbox? Anything else you'd like to add?
Yeah, I would just say to any, you know, potential developers out there trying to get involved in ID at Xbox, go to the official website. I'm sure Shahid will give you the link for that. As well as just start working on some games, work on some prototypes, get your ideas out there in front of people, because that tells more than talking about an idea. Having a product is much better. So
all right, sounds good, man. Well, thank you very much for your time, and I wish you all the best and great success.
Thank you very much.